you have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
phenomenal edition of the R-Bomb.
I like that. That's appropriate. Yeah, it is. Welcome over to another phenomenal edition of the R-Bomb. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting, and the only member of the R-Bomb to ever compete in a wrestling match. The voice of WPW, the one and only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Howard. Thank you. Oh, I'm getting applause from you even?
Even me.
Wow. Oop, wrong button. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here for your listening pleasure.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
And the man we all hate.
Hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Oh, thank you. Oh, I love this crowd tonight. You're awesome. Except you. Eat my ass.
Wow.
Damn.
And that voice might sound familiar.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
That's right. Making his return to the Hour Bomb.
I was going to go somewhere with all the white in New York and being black or something, but
I will wow. Say this: he will win an hour bomb because we're going to nominate black folk for that those awards.
Mr. Microsoft himself, Mark Jones.
Good to have you on the show, Mark. Thanks for being here. Yeah. You are going to be up for an hour bomb. I can tell you that you're going to be nominated for best co-host,
best black co-host,
only black co-host.
Well, that's not true. We painted a black face on Heath once.
Wow.
And Heath was unemployed, so I think he qualified.
Oh, my God.
Why did I agree to do this again?
I don't know. I asked you.
You're a glutton for punishment.
Because we said, hey, Mark, do you want to be on the show? And you said, yeah, okay, I don't have anything better to do.
It's sort of like when we started the show like 3 years ago. I'm like, hey, Adrian, do you want to do a podcast? Yeah, I don't have anything better to do, you know. And I don't have his music booted up, but the cunt, Logan.
Here comes the cunt. Cunt.
Anyway, holy hell.
PW Pop After Dark.
Oh,
with the hour bomb.
The later start hour bomb too. The later start edition.
That is true. Yep. I did book myself to win the PW Pop Rumble lottery.
So what do you get for that?
Apparently, I get a New Day unicorn headband.
But the power of positivity with within that.
Because the power of positivity helped me win the PW Pop Royal Rumble lottery.
We're going to just have to lay off the P's, because every time you do it, it's really bad because you don't have your foamy on your microphone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever. I'm not going to.
It's not your fault, but don't be sour.
I got a good word here for this week.
Oh, really?
I do.
Oh, well, then I guess. Hold on. Without any further ado, Let's get that going. Hold on here. I got to get there.
Okay.
What?
I just love how I'm going to use it in a sentence.
Oh, God.
This could be bad.
Heath laughs now. We'll see if he laughs after I use it in a sentence.
Like I said, this could be bad.
Sure. It's time for your Urban Dictionary Word of the Week with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right, class. Attention. Settle down. Take out your notebook for this one. You're going to want to write this one down.
Okay.
Because this week's word is warning tap.
Warning tap.
Yes.
Okay.
It is the universal tap given, usually on the thigh, to signal an impending ejaculation. When using a sentence.
Don't even.
Yes.
Don't even.
Heath tapped the door on the knob before ejaculating into the keyhole.
Oh, that's amazing.
Warning tap.
God.
He was a proper gentleman with that doorknob.
Oh, my God.
Bye, flawless.
And that was your Urban Dictionary Word of the Week with your host, the Professor Adrian Manson.
I can usually tell how good I do with the Word of the Week with how red he turns in between right under his eyes and his nose. That band right there. The degree of redness that that gets to tells me where I'm at on the Heath is kind of a little pissed off scale.
So he gave the doorknob a warning tap on the thigh, huh?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how you guys been?
You went overall pretty good.
Good. Fellas, how's it? Well, we're all in the same area, except for you, Mark. How's it going out there on Snowpocalypse?
Let's see.
Are you fucked?
Shoulder is hurting. Huh?
I mean, are you fucked? I mean, is New York getting blasted?
No, the snow ended last night.
Well, I don't know this shit.
No.
So were you back to work today?
I've been off all weekend.
Oh, okay.
Go back in the morning.
No, I didn't know, because Greg was, he got, 40 inches of snow or, 32 or something?
He got 32 inches of snow, yeah.
Yeah, we got, around 30-something also.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Man, could you imagine having that much snow around our area?
That's as deep as a fucking toddler. That's, as tall, as much snow as my kid is tall. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the lake effect snow. When a system comes, it'll twirl around, especially the places that are in water areas, like New York and Baltimore.
Huh. Yeah, I know. Illinois and Chicago gets it a lot.
Yeah.
Around this time of year.
I don't know. I got static from one of you guys.
I mean, aside from that, today was a good day seeing Brady get eliminated.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Let's see. And the story with Snowmageddon is always the same. It snows, they plow, it melts, the end.
Yeah, that does pretty much sound about right.
Yeah. But anyway.
Although it can take several months for that snow to end.
Heath, you good?
Yeah, I guess I'm good.
Been pretty good?
Yeah.
I see you rocking out Brock Lesnar shirt.
Yes, I am.
I'm rocking out my Seth Rollins shirt.
Yep.
Adrian, you got your D-Bry.
I got my Daniel Bryan shirt on. I was hoping for a return, but, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was hoping for my return, too, but I figured that wasn't going to happen. You know,
I like the armband of that shirt that says hustle, blah, blah, blah.
So WWE had a sale this past week. It was the other day, and it was $5 clearance sale, and they had all kinds of stuff. So I picked up the Seth Rollins, John Cena parody T-shirt, the never shuts up and you can't see me on the back. And that's the one I picked up. And on the armband, it's got the Cena logo and it says hustle, blah, blah, blah. That's where you're not.
On the back it says you can't see knees.
Yeah, it was great. I like it. And then Heath got, what was your gay Lesnar shirt?
Beast for Business.
Ah, yes.
It's a Heyman and Brock Lesnar shirt.
I gotcha.
Oh, Kevin wants to know who took more inches this weekend, Sunny or New York City?
Ayo!
Yeah, hold on.
There, all right.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so it's official. Sunny has done the Sunny porn.
Yay.
Yeah. For how much
she filmed it already?
Apparently it was for $500,000.
Yeah, it was $500,000. And she took her ring off of eBay.
Yeah.
Because now it has sentimental value.
Yes. Apparently, and I don't know this for sure, but if you go to Vivid's website, vividvideo.com, you can actually see the trailer for the video. Is that what you're doing right now, Adrian?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Okay.
So what is there? Everybody going to it?
Is it just Vivid.com?
Vivid.com, yes. So if you click on it. Let's go there here.
All right.
Tammy Lynn Sitch, Raw Hardcore debut. Let's click on that, shall we?
Oh.
Play the trailer. Oh, we are, Kevin. Don't worry. It's going slow as shit, though. I think because everyone here is trying to boot up the same goddamn porn trailer.
Wow. That's anal.
Adrian, would you like...
That might be the best reaction to a porn video I've ever heard.
I'm trying to get my feed going here. I'm having issues because we're all going to Vivid.com at the same time.
You know
what?
I'll stop.
You'll stop.
I'll take one for the team.
Oh, you'll take one for the team, huh?
No, I can't see it.
Oh, you'll hear it though. I just got a warning on my computer. Your bandwidth is low. No shit. I wonder
why. That's because
why.
Everybody's trying to pull up videos.
It's because we're all trying to pull up the Sunny video.
The lady of the evening, what we've all been waiting for, rubbing our cocks in anticipation. It's time for the main event.
Hardcore backdoor end.
Oh, God. Fuck that ass. Fuck my ass. Oh, yeah. Hit that pussy hard.
Yes.
I'm coming. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Here we go. Here we go.
We are off to a great start here. It is on. We are underway.
Wow.
This video not endorsed, affiliate, or affiliated with World Wrestling Entertainment or Pro Wrestling Illustrated or its publishers.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Or their subsidies or their affiliates.
What does PWI have to do with anything?
Well, because I don't know. I think they may have used a couple of stills that was in from PWI. I don't know. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I think it was the first time I've ever really played porn on...
That's the first time we've actually played porno on which is surprising that is a first for us at this point.
Nearly, after how many years have we been on?
Oh, God. Almost are three. We coming up on four or three?
Three.
We started in 2013?
Yes.
Okay.
It was after The Rock won the 2013 title. Yeah. It was that. That led to our discussion that started the podcast.
Okay.
It was Royal Rumble 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Montana Man says, no, I'm good for right now. Montana Man says, well, that was mildly disturbing. You can hear it. She sounds like, you know, someone that's been smoking. Oh, yes, I'm going to come. Oh, fuck that ass. That's what she sounded like in the trailer.
China sounded more feminine than her.
Yeah. So when that, it doesn't have a release date.
He sounded like truck stop pussy.
Wow.
I mean, if you listen to it here. Well, I mean, listen to the words.
Here she is.
That's not her, obviously.
The lady of the evening, what we've all been waiting for. Rubbing our cocks in anticipation. It's time for the main event.
Drive that confidence. Oh, God. Fuck that. Fuck my ass. Oh, yeah. Hit that pussy hard.
Yes.
I'm coming. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Here we go. Here we go.
We are off to a great start here. It is on. We are underway.
That does kind of sound truck stop pussy. Oh, hey, I try to leave the site. Special discount offer today only, 40% off from Vivid's website.
Wow.
Seriously. China's voice sounded more feminine than hers.
Oh, God.
I can't stress that enough.
God, that's terrible. That's Montana Man, that sounds fake as shit. No shit. I'd like to be the guy that doesn't endorse or make fun of Sunny Porn, but I'll watch It's Porn. Porn the script. Oh, I guarantee you, everyone in this room, and probably at least one of you on Skype, will watch the full video.
I will.
I'll be watching the whole video.
I shall not. I'll look at a clip and then decide, like, eh.
Yeah, but everyone wants to see Sonny naked. I mean, everyone does still. Especially our age. I mean, how many times? We were like 14 beating off to Sonny.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is like everyone's fantasy. Like, we actually get to see what Sonny looks like now. Which, I just want to say for the record, still doesn't look bad. I mean, she does look great, but...
I was born to Miss Jacqueline.
Well, of course you weren't.
Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know. Anyway, so here's the, well, who we got in the chat room, guys?
So, hey, I brought
he,
snacks.
Is this where you guys say who's in the chat room?
Well, see, here's my line is...
I was getting my cock out to grip in anticipation. What do you want from me, Jason? I can either grip my cock in anticipation or tell you who's in the chat. I can't do both here.
He's only one man.
And it's we tell you, it's a two-hand job down there. It's not a one-hander. I can't just one-hand it here.
Oh, I know. You got to have one hand to hold the microphone. Hey-o.
He's got a desperate
the microscope in one hand, the tweezers in the other. Oh, God.
Ouch.
No, no rubbing cocks in anticipation on the hour box.
No. All right, here's who's in the chat.
This is a rubbing cock-free zone.
All right, in the chat room here, we have the big A, Adrian Master, gribbing his cock in anticipation for his ball cup.
I'll let Angie take care of that one for you. By far.
We got Montana Man.
Hey, ball cup.
We got Jason Halibert.
I'll let your wife handle that.
We got yourself in the chat.
I always bulk up myself.
We got the dirty goat fucker Richard Berghoff in the chat.
Bulk up. You better be working on Supercard.
We got beanbags in the chat.
Hey, bulk up.
Hey, Kevin, put a. You need to click on the web link.
We got Kevin Critterton in the chat.
Mm. I'll pass.
The Twitter King.
Yeah, the Twitter King, Kevin Critterton.
The Twitter King.
Like I said, I'll pass for now.
We have the real clown.
Hey, walk up.
We got plus three elsewhere.
Oh, fuck them.
All right, good. Anyway.
So, hey, Jason, how does this show work?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to Kevin.
Plus threes. I'm in the chat, but I just haven't said anything.
Okay, so Mark's one of those plus threes, you racist bastard.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Mark. Walk up to you.
Anyway, I just want to give a shout-out to Kevin because he's done very well with managing our Twitter.
Exactly what I expected it to be.
It is. I don't understand the Twitter. However, in the last week, he has gotten us retweeted by JBL.
And Joey Ryan.
Joey Ryan, famous for the cock finisher. Yeah. He's been stroking his cock in anticipation.
For the Sonny film.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, he's in the Sonny film. It's Joey Ryan and Sonny.
No.
I just made that up.
I was going to say, that'd be hilarious. I have no clue who the guys are.
I'm pretty sure Vince said a copy and is like, old times.
Well, why her ass wasn't that wide open when I was fucking it.
Oh. Bret Hart said the same thing.
I remember sharing her with Ken.
Bret Hart said the same thing, Jason.
I remember sharing her with Candido.
Me and Candido made a hell of a tag team on her. Anyway, here's how the show normally looks. Got a whole list that I got to get through. However, tonight it's Royal Rumble night. Got a whole list that I got to get through tonight still with that. These two assholes, well, four assholes, going to make it where I can't complete my list. I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. However, tonight, pay-per-view night, no time limit. Haha, fuckers.
Well, you would have won if there wasn't one, though. I mean, you can admit that, right?
I wouldn't have won. Oh, there's no way in hell. That's why there's no time limit on pay-per-view nights.
All right, so Jason, I think we're good here.
Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good.
Mark, you got anything else?
Did you look at these pictures that Kevin sent?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just checking.
I did. Right. Heath, did you?
Can we continue?
that sounds like a yes.
Heath watched one, or looked at one. Let's see. Logan, you got anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
Adrian, do you have anything?
I'm gripping my growth in anticipation.
Oh. Dude, that is just so
long. You know, I got a great
God, I can't do it.
I have a great title for this one. Problem is, iTunes won't allow it. Well, iTunes might just censor it.
Gripping my growth?
I was going to say gripping my cock, but...
Well, if we put gripping my growth, it actually should make it through.
I do like that. I think
or
it might...
Ripping it in anticipation.
Aha.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, God. Wow, I just... You know, their music this year is so generic for the Rumble, they could have just went with, like, the old school
this
thing.
This one. I would have been happy with this.
Man, what do we got this time?
That was so good.
Oh, there's actually a picture of Heath looking at Edward now.
Oh, is it really? Oh, yeah, but really is Heath looking a doorknob. Wow. How the hell do you manage to do that one, Heath? Can we interview you about this one?
Did Vivid Video offer you a contract for doorknob porn?
That is not me, guys.
Totally looks like you. Creepy dude?
No, it isn't.
Could be. Anyway.
Somewhere, someone's gripping a doorknob.
Oh, God. I quit. Anyway. The 29th annual Royal Rumble happened tonight. What the fuck are you doing over there?
I'm playing with my neeps.
Leave your moves alone.
I can't help it. I'm gripping them in anticipation.
Oh, my God.
For this Rumble discussion.
This is just so wrong.
We're not getting anywhere tonight.
No, we're not.
Raise your hand
so
if you have to work.
Anticipation, so little time.
Yeah, raise your hand if you have to work tomorrow.
Yep.
But lucky me, I don't have to start work until noon.
I got to leave for at 6:15 in the morning.
Ooh, that sucks.
I got to be at work at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
I'm off tomorrow. Anyway, your pre-show match involved a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match with I Don't Care versus I Don't Care versus I Don't Care versus the Dudleys.
Yes, and I Don't Care number 2-1.
I thought they were number 3.
And they were number 2.
Oh, were they number 2?
Yeah.
And I Don't Care number...
That was Jack Swagger and Mark Henry.
Yes. I don't
Unless we combined 30 seconds in the Royal Rumble.
You sure they're number 3?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
So
they consist of Jack Swagger and Mark Henry. All right, on to the actual show.
Yeah.
Opening match involved, which there was a little bit of argument here. Me and Adrian were pretty damn sure that they were going to kick it off with the tag team match. Why not?
They generally do, but this time they did it differently.
They started it off with the last man standing match.
Between Owens and Ambrose.
Let me just say, for the record, this match was every bit of scientific wrestling I envisioned it to be.
Yeah. A lot of technical holds.
There was. Match. There was lots of scoring on technical holds.
I think Ambrose got a hit on points at one point, but I think it was neck and neck for a while.
It was, man.
Quit bullshitting us, guys. Come on. It was a brawl.
Yeah, did anyone really expect anything different on this one?
Mark, no. Did you see the opening match or no?
I saw part of it, and I was flipping back. I was, back and forth on my laptop with, the Rumble and the other game that was on today.
Gripping it with anticipation?
Were you gripping your laptop with anticipation?
Oh, no, I was, no. Oh, no, I was getting... While doing that, but yes, I did see the match. Brutal as fuck.
The Dirty Deeds on the steel chair, that looked like that was pretty good.
Brutal as fuck.
Huh?
Jason, are you paying attention here? Yeah.
What? I'm listening. I'm multitasking.
Okay.
He's gripping something.
I am gripping something with anticipation. Yes. It's called the computer. What are you asking me about now?
I'm asking you what you thought the most brutal part of that match was.
Man, I don't know. Fucking KO putting Ambrose through the table on the turnbuckle.
Oh, the fisherman's corkscrew suplex.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. The almost F5 looking thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. Oh man. There was a lot. Ambrose was getting thrown through the fucking little barricade there. For the ring announcer and all that.
Yeah.
Didn't look like it tickled. How many chair shots did these guys take? I mean, they're chair shots, kendo sticks, tables.
Yeah.
I mean, what part of it didn't look horrible?
It was a very rare chair shot to the head in it, too.
Yeah, they don't do that a whole lot anymore. You are correct.
Yeah, with the whole concussion.
That's a fine.
And we got the best thing about it, which was the wraparound. And then Ambrose proceeded to bitch slap the chair for 5 seconds.
That was actually kind of funny.
That was a good spot. I liked it.
I agree with Montana, man. The whole match hurt.
Yeah.
This match, it was brutal. The finish, I thought, was a little odd.
with
that match was so violent. That match was so violent. Paul Heyman had tears in his eyes.
That match was so violent. It had Ferguson going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, guys, come on, let's settle down."
Whoa, okay, wow, that's
pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. anyway.
Yeah.
So exactly what was the finish there, Adrian?
Ambrose was laid out on some chairs by Kevin Owens. It looked like Kevin Owens was maybe going to go for like some sort of court of a moonsault or something.
Yeah.
But Ambrose pops up before Owens can set himself up on the turnbuckle, shoves him off the turnbuckle. Owens goes through two tables.
The two tables that Owens set up, and it was funny because there's a guy right by the camera, and you could hear picking him up, and the guy's saying, "I feel like you're wasting time here."
Yeah, I caught that. Did anyone else catch that?
I did not, but it sounds awesome.
He goes, He goes, "I feel like you're wasting time here. I don't think this is going to work out in your favor."
I think Owens to, like, did give him a look, WWE, too.
If you're going to go through the table, you have to set it up.
Right, apparently, yes.
Yeah, so goes through two tables. You're a winner. Shit, that's really loud. And still,
City Master Ambrose,
Intercontinental Champion, Dean motherfucking Ambrose.
Ambrose retains. I'm okay with it.
I'm good with that.
Arr, crazy bastard.
Yes.
After seeing what went down in the Rumble, I'm perfectly okay with this match. The ending the way it did now.
Yeah, I don't have many complaints about this match. This was about...
This match was pretty much what I expected it to be.
Yeah, it wasn't scientific at all, and it was exactly what we wanted to see, which was both these guys beating the piss out of each other.
Absolutely.
So I was good with that. On to match number two. Now, match number two was what we thought was going to be match number one.
But it was the New Day versus the Usos.
It was. And we had a new member of the New Day debut tonight.
Yes, we did.
We did. Thank God. It was Francesca number two.
Number two. Not to be confused with Pitbull number two.
No. Actually, I think Francesca number two was over more than Pitbull number two.
You're probably right.
But I just... Pitbull
was Pitbull number two? Was that...
He was the ugly one.
That was the one that was bald.
It was the second one.
Yeah, it was the second one, Mark. Clearly, you should know
that. I can't remember.
Mark's like, "God damn it, guys. I just wanted a fucking answer. Why do you always have to be like this?" I forgot the fuck I was going to say now. Oh, yes, I know.
Well,
hold on. Let's have a moment of silence.
Because I have needs.
Let's have a moment of silence for Francesca number one.
Why?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Why would we
why?
Not? Why, Mark, of all people, you should want a moment of silence for Francesca number one.
I certainly don't want one.
Well, no one asked you for one.
Who cares? I'm still going to say it.
Heath, don't be sour.
Clap
not sour.
For your tag team champions and feel the
power.
The power.
It's a new day. Yes, it is. Versus.
New Day sucks.
You know, Heath.
Four out of five hosts of this show agree that New Day
sunny.
Is awesome.
So
and one of us is gay. And that one person is the one out of five that doesn't think the New Day is awesome.
Wait, whatever. So that would be, I like him, you like him, Mark likes him.
Logan
Heath, why I had to learn this way? You were gay?
Yes.
God damn it. Why wouldn't you just fucking tell me? And why has it got to be on air? Speaking of on air, remember, we were going to talk about this while we were on the air, Adrian. Your fiance wants you to get a hold of someone for the wedding party, see if they're going to be at your bridal shower.
Yeah, I know.
Your tuxedo bridal shower.
Yeah.
The fuck is a tuxedo bridal shower? I mean, can I wear like a tuxedo t-shirt?
You
this?
Sure can. Yes. You're more than welcome to do that, Jason.
If I had a tuxedo t-shirt, I totally would rock it out.
If I had one, I'd wear it at this point.
So are you going to invite Greg?
Midwestern
to the wedding,
I've
yes.
Heard.
So Greg's going to make it from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Granted that they can dig out of the snow.
Right.
In 3 months' time to come to your wedding?
Yes, I believe so. I hope so. He said he would definitely try.
When is this again?
April.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Mark's like, "Yeah, where's my invite, fucker?"
Yep, Mark, we have a strict no black people policy.
Oh.
No, they can be the help.
Only wedding.
They can be whites only wedding. They're the help, remember, Adrian?
Oh yeah, sorry.
You specifically went to a place that had black help, right?
Oh, no, you know what it is? It's that I can be seen through a white hood, so that's why I didn't get one.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding, buddy. You know what? Honestly, Mark, do you really think you would travel out here to my wedding?
Yeah, no, not really.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Thank you.
I like that.
Don't feel bad, Mark. I live here and been getting money.
No.
That's because I don't like you.
I mean, that's a fair point. I'm just saying.
I mean, hey, I also have a no cunts policy at my wedding. However, Jason Halbert is still my best friend.
Hey, you
fucker.
That's kind
of hard. That's kind of hard for you to do since you know you're marrying a female.
Oh, no. He's not referring to her vagina as a cunt.
Yeah, I'm just referring to you as a cunt.
You.
We should get all the details out of the way, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cunt the same way Ilario uses the word cunt.
You are a cunt.
Fuck.
Nobody likes you, but you are a cunt.
So,
I'm not sure who's singing here.
New Day wins. I think we can establish that.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
And then just picture Big E dancing.
Did their post-match dance? I was gripping my cock with anticipation for that.
Anyway.
I mean, even Kofi's getting in there and he's twerking.
Dude, I love the New Day.
I do too.
I wish they would have had a New Day shirt cheap.
Yeah.
Fuck, if Hot Topic had the New Day shirt in stock, I would order it, but they don't.
Okay, so you're going to have to walk me through this next match. Like, tell me what happened, because snow fell off my awning in the backyard, and the awning partially collapsed, so
oh, shit.
I had to go clean that up.
Oh, good.
Well,
so it was Alberto Del Rio against
Kalisto
in a rematch for the rematch of the U.S. title.
And
this was...
Now, this one... was definitely a match.
It was entertaining, but it was also kind of a botch fest.
You think it was?
There was a few missed spots. Like there was more than a couple spots where that didn't go quite what they were, I think, going for.
All right.
And it was noticeable.
Well, I thought part of this was that the fact that Del Rio's like 2.5 feet taller than Kalisto.
Yeah.
Maybe not 2.5 feet, but there's a noticeable size difference there.
Yeah.
And it could have just been that maybe Kalisto was a little bit nervous for some reason.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, Del Rio's kind of the workhorse. I mean, he doesn't put on terrible matches. He just puts on just okay matches. He's there.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know. This was pretty much what we expected. We expected this to be the pooping match.
Yeah, and it pretty much was. Because,
I mean, the undercard was pretty good up until this match. And we knew that this probably wasn't going to be the best match. But, you know, it is what it is. It was...
I was glad to see Kalisto win, though. That made me happy.
Rather than winning the title for the second time in 3 weeks.
Say what now?
It would have been better if he would have just retained the U.S. title rather than winning it again for the second time in 3 weeks. That title being passed around more than fucking Sony.
Oh, we lost you.
So now that we know Kalisto can do things on his own, what does this mean for the Lucha Dragon?
I don't know. Try it again, Adrian. What am I doing? Oh, we lost you here for a second. Wiggle that mic cable. There you go. We got you again.
Okay. Am I back?
You're back.
Okay.
Grip that mic cable in anticipation.
Yes.
That's the problem. If I accidentally brush against it at all, it shuts out.
We're ordering new cables for next week's show. Anyway, I don't know, man. I mean, he's still using the Lucha Dragons theme, so I don't think that the Lucha Dragons are over. But we'll see what
Do we
happens.
Know how long Sin Cara is out for?
I have not heard.
I think the better question is, do we care?
Yeah, man, I like the Lucha Dragons. I don't like High Flyers, and I don't like Mexicans, so...
Man, that took a dark turn really quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't like Rey Mysterio. That's your
Someone
biggest thing right
Kyle
there.
Kyle too much.
I think I haven't hang around Kyle too much. No, I don't know. Just the little skinny guys. It really started with Mysterio. I just don't like, you know, luchadors. However, I kind of dig Lucha Dragons, and I can't tell you why. I don't know why, you know? So, it is what it is. I don't know. Figure that out.
Oh, Adrian.
Yes.
Adrian, is Kyle's hover around allowed in the church where you're having your wedding?
No.
I see.
I didn't feel bad, Mark. I didn't invite Kyle either.
Oh, God damn
why?
It.
Why? Because the hover round couldn't fit through nope. the church door, or
we don't.
Because you knew his plus one would end up being a plus two with both his moms, or...
that's also possible true, yes.
It could just be that we don't like Kyle.
You could just pick any one of those reasons and just go with yes.
Okay.
More
or
less.
Would he be showing up in his grand wizard outfit?
Wow. Mark, I detect there's a notion of heat between you and Kyle here. Is there true?
No, this has always been a joke. This has been a running gag. Remember?
Yeah. Who do you think was
Mark? I think you're being a little racist here, and I think maybe you should just tone it back. And
wow.
We don't have room on our show for your bigotry ways.
Holy hell, Adrian!
Remember, Mark, all lives matter.
Yes.
Unless you're black,
then it doesn't.
Sons of bitches.
You know, if someone ever
I'm
really...
I'm sorry, you sons of Kyle.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You know, I'm glad no one ever takes... Could you imagine the amount of hate mail we get if someone actually took us seriously?
Oh, God. I mean, can you imagine if we actually had, like, a bigger, like, fan base where more people listen to us? Jesus Christ, the amount of shit we would get. People, I can't believe you
make an apology every fucking week.
Let's see. We've been doing this for 3 years, and I don't think we've apologized at all.
I don't think we've gotten one piece of mail that says, "I don't think that you guys should say what the things that you say on your show." We've never gotten that.
Never gotten mail, period.
No, we've gotten mail, and we get, you know, good feedback and stuff. Like, great show, guys. Keep it up. Don't change anything. I mean, fuck. Look at our reviews on iTunes. I mean. One of them was great. They're not black. They're not minorities. Hey, I love these guys. Or something like that.
That is a legitimate review on iTunes. You can find that.
Yes. Mark Jones, were you Buckwheat in the Little Rascals movie?
You know what, Kevin? You know what?
Like, he already knows who asked that question,
like,
to. That's...
I was like 15 when that came out, so fuck you.
That didn't answer the question. Were you Buckwheat in that movie?
No.
Just
this
checking.
This is the yes game. I'm not going to answer yes.
And Montana Man says it's a good thing we like you.
Good.
Good, good. For the whole, like, no one that's in the fucking chat room for our show ever.
I know. Tonight's actually a single digits.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Did you plug our show?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. That's why.
Because it was already plugged well in advance.
I don't care.
Wait, are you talking to me or talking to him?
I'm talking to Heath.
I was looking for Heath's link so I could share it and I could find it, so I gave up real quick.
Yeah, see, Heath? New sign-in from Chrome on Windows.
That was me. I sent you the email, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, because we plugged your show on Friday.
Okay. No, I was talking to Heath. Usually his job each week is to go on sometime Sunday and actually post something, and he didn't fucking do it tonight, and we can tell.
Shame.
Fuck you.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, this is why we can't have a lot of people.
Don't leave, Shane.
You're a disappointment to me, just like you are to your mother.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
she loves the fact that you live at home still.
Game of Thrones, but okay.
Yes, Heath. She, your smother loves you. You know, you ever watch the TV show The Goldbergs?
No.
Oh, if you're not watching The Goldbergs, you should for one.
Is Bill Goldberg in it?
No.
Oh.
It's hilarious. Have any of you guys ever seen this?
Isn't it about that family in, like, the 70s or 80s or something?
It's in the 80s, yeah. It's set back in the 80s.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
It's about Adam Goldberg.
I saw it once.
Oh, just
I'm pretty sure I'm done with period piece fucking sitcoms since that 70s show went off air.
No, this is funny. This is better than that 70s show. Because this show is based off of...
blasphemy.
Nah. Oh, anyway. Moving on. What was next? Oh, yeah, the women's title match. Paige was not in this match.
No. No, she was not, Jason. Good call. Then. I don't know why you needed to tell us Paige wasn't in this match.
Well, because I'm scrolling through themes and stuff for tonight, because I still haven't figured out Just Jams, and Paige was right there.
Isn't she injured too?
So it made me one
of
those.
Isn't she injured also?
Huh?
Isn't she injured also?
Paige? No, I think she came back this past Monday.
Yeah. She's good. Anyway.
Oh, no, she came out with Natalya. That's what it was. She didn't wrestle, but she was there with Natalya.
So she could be hurt. We don't know.
apparently there's an alliance between Paige and Natalya now.
It's kind of hot, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch a makeup.
Did you see the outfit that Natty had on?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn. That's all I can say about it. I'm pretty sure she's not wearing panties under there.
No.
I'm pretty sure Tyson Kidd said, wear that when you get home.
No. Yeah, I can't move my arms, so I need you to beat my cock for me.
I need you to grip my cock in anticipation.
Right. I need to watch the Sunny video. Honey, get the lube.
Oh.
Please, Natty is several times hotter than Sunny.
I'll agree with that, Mark Jones.
Oh, hold on. Now. Sunny when we were kids or
now,
Sunny
now?
Now, yes.
Both.
You're fucking high as a kite right now.
They're on the back then they're close to the same playing field. I'll say that when she was 20 years ago, but I mean, now. Yeah, no thanks. Well, I mean, I'd still do it, but I mean...
Which one?
Well, I mean, yes to all of it. I'd
okay. China?
Now or like 15 years ago?
Now.
Dude, just for the story, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
I mean, you watch the pornos where the guy just picks up the chick and is like grilling her standing up.
Then I could say I've been in the ninth wonder of the world.
You know, from what I understand, when you watch porn, because I haven't watched pornography in, I mean, forever.
Oh my God.
The fact that you just referred to it as pornography kind of pushes that point a little further.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't watched the pornography since, you know, forever, last night. I hear that in some of these videos, like, the guy will pick up the chick and just start drilling her while they're standing up. Adrian, China would just pick you up and continue to just fuck you while she's holding you up.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what's your old saying?
Hopefully she'd be able to adjust my back to where I could stand up straight.
Don't you love a woman that can kick your ass?
I do.
Yeah. Maybe all she needs to do is go, rawr, stamp, 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 and you're like, oh my God, I'm like 4 feet taller now.
Hell, I'd bang karma.
Why don't you go black?
I don't like that story.
Oh my God.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Back to the women's title match. I still don't know the third song we put on there for Jizz Jams. I haven't figured that one out yet. Anyway, Charlotte defending the title against Becky Lynch. Now, do you think that's Becky's real hair color?
No. Have you looked at her roots?
There's only one way to find out.
There is.
It's probably a shade of red because she is Irish, but I don't think it's...
No, her roots are dark.
Are they? Carpet matches a recurrence?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that she's got hardwood floors. I think someone like Becky Lynch would have hardwood floors.
I would too, actually.
I'm pretty sure most of them do.
So as far as
I can just see them being like the producer back there. All right, y'all have to shave your twats. We don't want to see any pubic hair sticking out of your shorts.
Jesus,
God, I just want to see the one diva who doesn't follow that rule in one match.
Yeah, it's called Bertha Fay.
Oh,
fair enough.
I know. Anyway.
Throw some flour on the bed and find the wet spot.
Oh, God.
Damn.
I can't use that. Anyway, take it away.
Solid women's match. It wasn't as good as the NXT stuff that they had done previously, but, I mean, it was pretty good. Bigger story is after the match, Charlotte wins, retains. After the match... Becky Lynch comes out, seems to form a little bit of an alliance with Charlotte, and then
Becky Lynch was already out there.
You mean Sasha Banks?
That's what I meant. Sorry, God damn it.
I talk about Paige and she's not there. You talk about Becky Lynch, who was already out there.
Yeah, Sasha Banks comes out after the match.
You think that's her natural hair color?
They all look the same.
Yeah, and I'm not even gonna even.
What?
I'm done.
To
go
who?
On. No, tell me. You clearly. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just asking a simple question. You think that's her natural hair color? That's all I said.
No.
Okay, then. Continue.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you need me to grip your cock in anticipation of what you're going to say next?
It'd be nice.
Heath, get to gripping.
No.
No, I don't need his marshmallowy hands. I need.
It's soft, like a baby's bottom.
I don't want to feel like it'd be jacked off by a s'more.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. And let's not forget that poor Becky got kissed by a drunken old man.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, ew. Ex-wife number 10 right there.
Yeah. So,
anyway, Sasha comes out.
Sasha Banks kicks Becky Lynch out of her ring.
Yes.
And then seems to form a little bit of an alliance with Charlotte, but as Charlotte's getting ready to leave the ring, backstabber from behind, rolls straight into the bank statement, lays Charlotte out, poses with the title just to send the message, hey, I'm coming for you.
I think we've got a little bit of a build-up for your next new paper, your favorite pay-per-view. Adrian, ready?
Fastlane.
There you go. It's funny, too, because they totally ripped it off.
Yeah, they did.
That's when they were plugging the Fastlane all night throughout the pay-per-view. That's what it was.
It was.
Heard, rrr, and I'm pretty sure it was your voice.
It was. I'm not getting royalties for that.
You're not.
Damn. Just like Moon.
Yeah, just like Moon from Story of the Year. On to the main event of the evening.
The Royal Rumble.
Right. The Royal Rumble of the match.
Yeah?
Yep. So your first entrance was, of course, what we all knew. Legitimate picking number one, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Legitimate.
Becky Lynch lips got more of a push than Damian Sandow.
Oh, god damn.
I'd love to push on her lips, and I don't mean her upper ones. Hey-o. Anyway, yes, Roman Reigns was number one. They drew on Monday Night Raw, to be fair, and they drew a couple of times. And they must have kept putting the same ball back in because Roman Reigns kept pulling number one. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but Roman Reigns, number one entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Your number two entrant.
Rusev.
Wasted fucking opportunity. So big right here.
Why?
AJ should have been number two.
AJ shouldn't have been number two.
He was number three. If you were just going to fucking let Rusev get tossed out for no goddamn reason, you should have just had AJ come in at number two. You don't need to bury Rusev any further. He's already pretty deep.
I don't think that's really burying Rusev at all.
No, actually. And I kind of see
in the ring for 10 seconds.
He was in the ring for almost the full 90.
I'm sorry. 30 to 60 seconds.
He was in there for 80 seconds because he got thrown out right as the 10-second timer hit Dick.
It seemed unnecessary to have Rusev come out at number two just to get eliminated before the next guy.
It had to set up for Roman Reigns looking like he could pull this off tonight. It's called a story there, Chief.
I understand you can tell a story, but at the same time, when you've got one of the biggest names in wrestling debuting at your show, you need to do it bigger than, oh, he's number three. Come on now.
I think having him come in at number two would have been pointless.
You would have gotten him and Reigns going at it. And
you still got him and Reigns going at it at number three.
Nah, but it wasn't.
It didn't
feel like
matter.
They missed an opportunity.
Anyway,
is all I'm
so
in comes
number three was AJ Styles.
The crowd was into this.
Lost it.
We all expected this one to happen, but for the record, called it. Oh, do you have our picks?
I do, actually.
Okay, so let's go back to the start of the show.
All right, so let me pull this up here.
Did you have Logan's picks put in? Or do I need to pull it up and group me?
I was the only... You probably want to pull it up and group me.
Okay, hold on.
We don't need to talk about my picks.
Yeah, we do.
Are they bad, Logan?
They're not good.
All right, hold on.
I got two out of the, like, every match, right?
All right, I picked That's Kevin fine. Owens. Everybody else, I think, picked Ambrose that I have on this here.
Oh, okay, so good.
So I got the first match wrong.
All right, let's see. He didn't actually pick his matches.
Yes, he did. They're in there.
Oh, there we go. Ambrose beats Owens, so he got that right.
Yeah.
You got that one wrong.
I was the only one that got that match wrong. Women's
next,
championship.
Next up was Becky beats Charlotte via DQ. That was Logan's guess.
That was correct.
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Charlotte won.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Charlotte won. Me and you got that correct. Heath and Beanbags got that wrong.
Okay. Next up was...
Well, we didn't do any of the other matches because we didn't have any of the other matches announced.
Oh, that's right.
That was my only other...
He said Del Rio retains.
We didn't pick that match because that match wasn't on the card yet.
Okay.
For the Royal Rumble itself, longest in...
Well, let's continue with the Rumble here. First off, we'll go over that next. Okay. So then Tyler Breeze comes out and then quickly goes out. So we all drew numbers here at the house, okay? And we each pulled five guys.
We did.
My numbers were 1, 3, 5, 15, and 22.
Yes.
Those were my numbers. So I had three of my guys in with the first five picks. Adrian.
Check off Skype again.
Adrian had what? Do you remember what you had? No? Okay.
No,
I got fucked. That's all I have to say. However, if you add up the total amount of time of all of our guys in the ring, I'm pretty sure Heath had the shortest amount of time. Because I know you had. Do you remember your numbers?
I do not remember all my numbers.
I know you had Tyler Breeze. He was in. A couple of your guys were in and out.
I had, because I know I had number 12, number 13.
12 and 13. That was R-Truth and Luke Harper.
Which Luke Harper, you know, he was in there for quite a while there.
You had 29, didn't you?
I did have 29.
Okay.
Which was Sheamus.
Okay. So, yes, Tyler Breeze in and out. Let's see. Then you had Curtis Axel, who finally gets eliminated from the Royal Rumble. But I posed a good question. Did he get eliminated from the 2015 Rumble or the 2016 Rumble? Or do you think it just kind of took care of both of them? Do what?
I think it counts as both.
You think it counts as both?
Yeah.
I know, the damn cat hit it that time.
I know.
He is, like, snuggling up to you. He must be cold.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Treat him like a Chinese restaurant.
Yes. Then comes Chris Jericho, followed by Kane, Goldust, Ryback, Kofi, Titus O'Neil, R-Truth, Luke Harper, Stardust, Big Show, Neville, Braun Strowman, KO, Dean Ambrose, Sami Zayn, Rowan, Mark Henry, Brock Lesnar, Swagger, The Miz, Del Rio, Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, and Triple H. Your order of elimination. All right, let's see. Rusev, eliminated by Roman Reigns. Tyler Breeze, eliminated by AJ Styles and Roman Reigns. Curtis Axel, eliminated by AJ Styles. Goldust by Titus O'Neil. R-Truth by Kane. Kofi by Chris Jericho. Did I lose one of you guys? Oh, no, I think one of them sent a message. Hold on. Oh, shit, Mark Jones. Guys, I got to take off. Just heard the awning collapse. Got to take care of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got to go, guys.
Jesus.
All right, Mark. Take care, buddy. Thanks for being on for a little bit. Okay. Call me back if everything's okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Thanks, man. All right, anyway, let's see. Kofi, eliminated by Jericho. Titus O'Neil, eliminated by Big Show. Ryback, eliminated by Big Show. Kane by Braun Strowman. Big Show by Braun Strowman. AJ Styles by KO at number 11. So AJ Styles made it from 3 to 11. I'll take it. KO, eliminated by Sami Zayn. Think that's going to build to something?
Possibly.
Let's see. Neville by Luke Harper. Stardust by Luke Harper. Stardust entered at number 14 and got thrown out at number 14. Let's see. Mark Henry thrown out by Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan.
Okay.
Sami Zayn by Braun Strowman. Then the next few picks we refer to as the Brock Lesnar run. Yeah. Rowan, Swagger, Harper, Strowman, all eliminated by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar then eliminated by Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan, who had already been eliminated.
Yes.
The Miz by Roman Reigns. Del Rio by Roman Reigns. Dolph Ziggler by Triple H. Bray Wyatt by Triple H and Sheamus. Chris Jericho by Dean Ambrose. Sheamus by Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns by Triple H and Ambrose by Triple H. You're your winner. And new World Wrestling Federation champion.
Time to play the game.
Sorry, WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep.
Time to play 14 the game. Time World Heavyweight Champion.
Triple H.
Oh, hey, we got Knight in the chat room now.
There you go. R-Truth and that damn ladder, man.
Welcome, Knight.
So, yes.
I don't even have words. It's,
let's look at this.
It was a good spot. It was funny as hell.
Let's look at this now. Okay, so, longest time, Roman Reigns. I think that was right. That was what Logan picked.
Let me take a look at what I got here.
Okay.
All right, for us, longest in, everybody, all of us picked Roman Reigns, okay. Except for Beanbags picked Jericho.
Okay. Let's see, shortest time.
Curtis Axel, me and you picked.
And so did Logan.
Slater wasn't in it.
Nope.
Stardust was who Beanbags picked.
Yes.
I don't think that was right.
The shortest time was actually... who the hell was it?
It was either Mark Henry or R-Truth.
I think it was Jack Swagger.
Yeah, I thought it was Tyler Breeze. I don't know. One of them was In-N-Out. I don't remember who it was.
Jack Swagger was, I think, In-N-Out the quickest. Because Tyler Breeze actually got a couple moves of offense in before he got thrown out. Jack Swagger was In-N-Out.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it The Miz? No, The Miz got some offense in.
No, The Miz sat outside the ring for half of his time.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But to be fair, so did Roman Reigns.
Well, Roman Reigns got hurt. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. Yeah, Roman Reigns gets hurt, gets taken off to the back. Oh, let's see. Surprise entrance.
AJ Styles.
I was right. Yours? Seth Rollins.
What did I say? I said Seth Rollins,
you said
Seth
Rollins.
Logan said Godfather. Who'd you say? Or who else said what?
Beanbag said JBL. Okay. He said The Rock. So you're the only one that got that one.
Yeah, fuckers. What else? Was that it?
Then winner.
Oh, who all we pick?
Beanbags picked Sheamus.
Okay.
I picked Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
You and Heath picked Triple H.
Okay. And Logan picked Seth Rollins.
I did.
So, yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So, Roman Reigns gets pulled out and then gets a shit beat out of him by the League of Nations. And kudos to those tables for not collapsing when Rusev was running over the tables to then land on Roman Reigns. I was halfway expecting the English table to collapse as he was running. Thankfully, it didn't.
Yeah, thank God.
That would be so fucking funny.
So, apparently, I walk out of the room for 4 minutes, and the Kofi Kingston spot happened. So, I missed it. Adrian, what crazy shit did Kofi do this year?
Kofi Kingston was thrown out of the ring, but landed on Big E's shoulders, and was just out there chilling on his shoulders for a good chunk of time.
And then they finally showed how he got eliminated. He was trying to get back into the ring, and Chris Jericho drop kicked him out.
Drop kicked him off the apron. Kofi eliminated.
Boo. So anyway, that was your Royal Rumble. So, let's some fun facts here. Who do you think had the most eliminations tonight, Adrian?
Braun Strowman.
Heath, who do you think had it?
Lesnar.
All right. Logan?
I'd have to guess probably Lesnar.
If you said Braun Strowman or Roman Reigns, you would be correct. They both had 5 eliminations.
Oh, okay.
Followed up by, let's see, Luke Harper, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H all had 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Let's see here. That Royal Rumble match lasted 1 hour, 1 minute, and 42 seconds. So 61 minutes, 42 seconds. The longest match of the evening, other than that, was your Last Man Standing match at 20 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay.
Your Divas match, 11 minutes, almost 12 minutes.
Not bad.
I'll take it, you know. It was longer than your tag team match.
Yeah, the tag team matches were pretty quickly.
And it was longer than your United States title match. So there you go. What'd you guys think?
Overall, decent show.
I'll take it.
It was better than the previous 2 Royal Rumbles. I wasn't pissed off at how it ended. I wasn't pissed off with the way the match was booked.
No.
Like last year, I thought it was terrible. The whole thing was terribly booked. The year before,
I thought it was terribly booked. Because of
this one didn't feel it was as badly booked. Well, predictable, a little, yeah.
But we knew going into it 2 years ago that Batista was going to win it. We knew going into last year that Roman Reigns was going to win it. This year, we didn't know that Triple H was going to win. We suspected it.
We had a good hunch that was what would happen, but
if they would have came out Monday and said Triple H is in the Rumble, we all would have knew that Triple H was going to win it. However, with them not coming out and saying that Triple H was in the Rumble, left that number 30 spot open.
Right.
Your mic went out again.
All right. Hang on. Am I good again? Better now?
Yeah, better now.
Okay.
Okay.
Still good?
Eat a Snickers, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Montana Man gives it an 8. Heath?
Teetering between 7 and 7.5.
Logan?
I'd say 7.
Adrian? I'll go shit, went out again.
8? 8? Can you hear me? Fuck
yeah.
Off.
Yeah. I'll give it an 8 myself. It wasn't bad. Eight. It was an 8.
It keeps fucking falling over.
Hold on, let me fix something here real quick. Hold on. Maybe I shouldn't smack you with these the next time we get new microphones and cables and all that. With the actual microphone itself. There we go. What are you trying to say over there? He's using like you're using like football signals. Oh, there's a cat. You want me to get the cat off your back?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Talk amongst yourself.
All right. So am I good? It sounds like I can hear me again. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I'm going to say 8.5 maybe. I'm right in that area. Okay. I felt the show overall was pretty good. I took a little bit off for the predictability of it, but overall, I mean, I liked that Styles was in the Rumble, got some eliminations, was in there a good chunk of time, wasn't booked to be a joke.
Right.
I liked the Kevin Owens tease with him being the one that threw him out and doing the taunt at the end of it. That was, I thought, a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, who do you want to see KO go with? Do you want him fight AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Dean Ambrose, who?
I'm hoping that we see like another Intercontinental title ladder match with all these guys in it.
Ooh.
Now that would be fun.
And yes, Beanbags, that was fun. The cat. The cat is sitting on our table with us. He's down here for...
He's our studio cat.
He's been down here for 130-something episodes with us.
Yes, he has.
So, yeah, man, there wasn't a whole lot for me to complain about this one. The U.S. title match was what I expected it to be, but everything else was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I got to say, overall, it was a better Royal Rumble than we've had in the past couple years, for sure.
Couldn't get much worse.
Yeah, I don't think it can ever get much worse than the Batista one.
God, everyone shit on that one.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd did not shit on it at the end, Jason, like you thought that they would.
I thought they were going to, man. I thought, I'm like, oh, shit, if Triple H wins this, they're going to shit it. Between Triple H and Ambrose, I thought they were going to shit on the end of this one.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Just saying. Kayfabe News is reporting that young rookie Hunter Hearst Helmsley finally gets a push.
Good to hear. Glad to hear that's
that youngster's been waiting on that one.
I also hear that the entire Northeast has been buried by snow, reportedly sent in by Triple H.
Oh, good. So he buried the entire West East Coast.
Yes.
Huh? Good. All right. Go for it, Adrian.
Oh, what stinks, huh?
Yes, what stinks, Adrian?
There really wasn't a whole lot. I guess I'm going to say the 50-50 booking with Kalisto winning the title, then losing the title, then winning the title again. That was, I guess, the roughest part for me. So I'm going to say that, but overall, I don't have really a whole lot to complain about tonight, so I guess I'll go with that.
Oh. You know what Kevin's is? Kevin's what stinks? Sonny's pussy.
Oh, God. Smells like old sardines.
Probably does now.
Let's see. Beanbags gave the pay-per-view a 9.5. My what stinks is Beanbags giving it a 9.5. No, I think I have to agree. Like, the whole U.S. title thing just...
I got to agree with Montana Man on that one, too.
Bedazzled face on Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte's bedazzled face. Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. But, yeah, I don't understand the booking between the U.S. for the U.S. title. To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Not really sure why they did it. So, whatever. Heath?
My what stinks is actually in regards to after...
the fact that the sheep that are batting in this make you want to grip your cock?
No.
Just checking.
Okay. No, it was basically Charlotte getting up a little too quickly after... what's Becky's move again?
Fuck. What the hell do they call that?
Oh, no. It wasn't Becky's move. It was...
the bank statement?
It was the bank statement from Sasha. Oh. She seemed to get up a little bit too quickly after that one.
She no-sold it?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but yeah, I mean, once again, it's like, really, Charlotte? You're in it, and you were playing it off as being, you know, like you're about to pass out, and...
My other what stinks was the fact that my number 14 for the PW Pop entry was Stardust, and he did not win the Rumble. Go for it, Logan. All I heard was that. Logan.
I'm reading the KFAB News, the Royal Rumble was pre-taped this morning, and here are the results.
Oh, yeah.
Did we lose Logan?
We did just lose Logan.
Oh, dang.
Okay. So, the results from KFAB News for this are as follows.
Okay.
The Fatal 4-Way Tag Match featuring Darren Young, Damian Sandow, The Ascension, The Dudley Boys, and some other Ham and Eggers was canceled to make room for an Xavier Woods trombone solo.
Hey, I'll take that.
Charlotte, accompanied by her grandmother, got her last kick by Becky Lynch. Alberto Del Rio and Kalisto reached a truce and teamed up to become the Mexicools 2.0.
Oh, my God.
Due to a contractual typo, Kevin Owens and the Ambrose had a very brief first man standing match, which ended in a draw.
Hi, cunt.
What's up?
A number of surprise entrants joined the Rumble, including AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, now named Shiny McNamara.
Oh, God.
Colt Cabana, now named Bartholomew Goldman's 200 bomb. Razor Ramon, Austin Aries, now named Aaron Awesome. Festus, Luke Gallows, Big LG, CM Punk, Goldberg, Jimmy Valiant, and Shane McMahon. The match was won by Kane.
Wow.
I just got the end of that. It sounded pretty
amazing. It was KFAB News.
Okay.
That was the pre-taped results from this morning from the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I just want to point out the hilarity that is R-Truth.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Because I'm like, oh, is R-Truth coming in? And I start to leave the room, and then I hear everyone like, what the hell is he doing? And he's pulling out the fucking ladder. And then your fiance is like, why is he getting the ladder? I'm like, because it's R-Truth. He thinks it's a ladder match. But why would he think that?
Because he's dumb.
So there he goes, climbs up, looks for the briefcase, and it's not there.
And he's like, oh.
Shit. I'm enjoying R-Truth. Moving on.
Yep.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker.
Oh, who wants to go first?
Can you dig it?
Okay.
Bray Wyatt versus Brock Lesnar WrestleMania.
Oh, I'll fucking take that shit.
I can dig it.
Absolutely.
That definitely seemed the route that they're going to go with it.
Yes. Who wins this one? I think Bray Wyatt needs to win this one.
I think he does too. I don't know that he will, but I think he does. He should win it, but we'll see.
Logan.
Can you dig it at Fastlane? We see Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn in their rematch, and then at WrestleMania, we see Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles.
So Kevin Owens,
Sami Zayn in Fastlane,
Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Mania. Hmm.
Why not?
You can vice versa, either way. I think we just see those two matches for the next year.
I think I can dig that. Montana Man, damn it, the cunt took my dig it.
Happy to help, buddy.
You know what? I'll half dig it.
I want to see. You know, I'll half dig it too because my can you dig it is we're going to see a triple threat match between them three at WrestleMania, or a fatal four way for the Intercontinental title with all four of them.
Possibly.
That would be fantastic.
That's
so I'm
my
assuming
dig
you're going to add Ambrose into that match.
Yes, Ambrose, okay. KO, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, Intercontinental title, WrestleMania.
Okay.
God, do you know how much everybody would be, like, marking out on that thing?
Oh, man, that thing's going to be an awesome fucking match.
I think you had a Daniel Bryan back into that match, though, possibly.
You think so?
For the Intercontinental title that he never lost?
I could. Maybe. Since he has been cleared by multiple doctors now.
I think that they held him out for Royal Rumble purposely. Because they just didn't want to deal with that kind of heat tonight.
You know what would be great?
What's that?
No, let me find it here. Is if tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, all of a sudden, to challenge Triple H for his title.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, but turning Fastlane into a triple threat?
No. It just. Somehow, Daniel Bryan comes out tomorrow and challenges Triple H for a title, and Triple H is like, you know what? I can beat a B-plus player, no problem.
You know? Daniel Bryan is statistically still old, his championship rematch, because he never got it from losing the world title.
You are right. So he still owed a world heavyweight title match. The other Can You Dig It that I had was, we were talking about this. So Can You Dig It, number one contender for the world heavyweight title at WrestleMania, is going to be determined by a Elimination Chamber match at Fastlane.
I'm not going to dig that. Hopefully that's true.
I can't dig that. They've pretty much dedicated Elimination Chamber to that pay-per-view in the summer now.
No, no, no.
That was a one-time like special event on the network. That wasn't actually a pay-per-view.
They're
going to
keep doing it because they sold a lot of subscriptions with it. It's a big event that people like watching.
No, it had really didn't have an effect except on free subscriptions. But the only reason why they had it is because they had a venue that they could do that in, because it's getting harder and harder for them to find venues that can support the chamber. That's why we were given two-week notice.
Pretty much, yeah.
They found a venue that could hold the chamber, so like, fuck it, let's do it.
No, no, I think they keep it to the summer, though. I think it's a big, pretty good lead into SummerSlam.
I think with this being the way it is, I think they almost don't have any choice but to do an Elimination Chamber match for the number one contender.
Because they need a way to determine who's going to fight Triple H for the title at this point, yeah.
I completely agree. I just think, I don't think it'll be a chamber. I think they'll do something
Chambers
tournament-style thing.
I don't think that. I think chamber's the best way they could do it.
I agree with you. I just don't have faith in WWE's creative team.
Well, I think my cat sitting here staring at me has better creative talent than their creative team.
I can't argue too much with that.
Yeah. Let's see. I think we're going to move on, guys.
Yep. So what do we got, Jason?
Well, I haven't done the score update because I'm going to get the official scoring. So we'll have updated scores. I'll have the updated scores to you guys tomorrow night offline.
Yeah. Okay. So. But basically it sounds like I lost a lot of points.
Well, let's figure this out quickly. Let's see. First match, didn't affect anyone but me. Second match was what? The tag team title match?
The Usos.
Don't you
lost.
Have both the Usos?
Yeah.
So that's -6, but you got one match out of that because one of the New Day retained. What was the third match? Was the Divas match?
Yes.
So he lost.
He didn't lose any points there.
Nope.
Didn't. Yeah.
Del Rio lost his title, so that's -10. So you're at -9 on the night.
Yes.
So you finished at -9 on the night.
Well, but that's not counting eliminations for any
right,
of people.
Right, right,
right.
Let's see. First match, I finished with 4 points.
You didn't have anybody finish in the final four of the Rumble, did he?
Yeah, I did.
No,
ooh, Heath? No.
Yeah.
I had 4 points for the Intercontinental match, 7 points from Charlotte retaining, so I'm up to 11.
You had 7 points for Big E retaining.
So that's 18, and then I got 25 points for the Rumble, not including eliminations.
Okay. I know I got a decent amount of points. I think I got 5 points out of the Rumble, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I got 5 points from Reigns eliminating 5 people.
I might be almost in the lead. I overtook him, at least.
Yeah.
All right. So
anyway,
I'll get scores to us, so don't worry.
Yep, yep.
Let's see
next time you guys do it.
We'll figure something out. It's time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not Price is Right, not Jeopardy, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! He's going to lose like Roman Reigns lost the title of the Royal Rumble tonight.
What was it?
He's going to lose like Roman Reigns lost the title of the Royal Rumble tonight.
Okay. Here's how the game works. Going to play Jason Heath 3 themes. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, Wood's going to win himself a shit-free show. That's a fresh thing of jelly beans, man.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So they're coming out with a third edition of the...
Fourth edition.
That's what I meant. Fourth edition. I've got the third edition in my hand. They're getting rid of baby wipes and putting in spoiled milk. And then they're going to come
God,
up with...
No.
Oh, God, yes. And then they're going to come up with a whole new one. It's a whole new jelly bean. They're not the only flavor they're eliminating is the baby wipe, and they're going to make it spoiled milk. They're adding a whole new jelly bean flavor in. The good one is strawberry banana. The bad one is rotten fish.
Yeah, that's going to be bad.
Can't wait.
That's going to be very, very bad.
Guess what? When we get the fourth edition, that's going to come with us to WPW.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a locker room segment of that.
Oh.
I'm not getting... Nope, I'm not taking the chops this time.
We didn't say you had to take chops, but I'm going to pick out all the fucking spoiled milk and rotten fish ones, and we're going to have a roulette that way.
Yeah, we don't want to make your ass bleed again, Logan.
Yeah, that wasn't...
You got chops so hard that your ass bled. All right, Heath, you ready for the first one? Feel free to play along, because he cannot see the screen, and I have not... previewed any of these, so I hope they don't all have names.
We'll see.
Oh, Wow, talk about the most generic thing I think we could have. Your time starts now.
Does anybody have it yet?
No.
Okay.
No, Adrian is incorrect. Logan's incorrect. Montana Man's incorrect. Beanbags. Heath, I'll tell you this much. It's not Blackman.
Yes, I know. That's not Blackman. I don't think Blackman would be caught dead with this type of theme.
But to be honest, you didn't know Blackman's theme either, so it doesn't matter. So,
from my guess, is it older or newer than that?
Newer?
Okay.
Yeah, newer.
Okay.
D-Lo.
Okay. The correct answer I'm looking for is Dawn Marie.
I would not have gotten that.
I know.
What?
Yes. Okay, so here's how the thing... So it's like a canister, okay?
Yes.
I lift it up.
I've seen how it works.
I lift it up, put it back down, and there's going to be one jelly bean sitting there in the middle. So let's see what this one is. I'm going to shake it up real good for you. Let's see what it is. Oh, I'll let you pick. It's either going to be baby wipe or barf. There's two sitting on there. I'm not going to make you do both.
Yep, I know.
What's the other one sitting there?
I think that's either peach or barf.
Take a look at it.
Are you going to do it? That's peach or barf, man.
Yeah, it looks like that is.
You going to take it?
No.
No?
No.
No for Adrian. Okay.
All right.
Heath?
All right, so.
Does it go back in?
I'll get it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's been a while since we've had the full array of flavors.
I know. And it's baby wipe.
Oh, good. Which I hear is not that bad.
It's not.
It's more of a smell factor rather than a taste factor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I just don't like jelly beans, period. Like, I don't like the... Yeah. All right, moving on. You ready for number two?
I love jelly beans.
Sure.
You want one?
Not a barf one.
Well, do you want one?
Sure.
Okay, after this.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Yikes. None of these are good.
What the fuck is this?
I have a guess for this one.
Oh, you have a guess for this one? No beanbags. Oh, wait, no, that was the original guess. No, Richard, you're wrong. And your time starts now. Logan's wrong.
Is it another diva?
No.
Okay. So that's my...
No beanbags, you're wrong. No. You're wrong, Adrian.
Okay.
Where's Mark Jones? I need Mark Jones here for this. Mark Jones might have gotten one of these two. I doubt it. All right. Heath. Oh, you always just hit the button.
Hit the button.
It was WWE Superstar Chaz.
Oh, God damn. Wow.
Who?
Chaz.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't know who that is.
It was not Jimmy Wang Yang. Okay, in the interest of fairness, I'm shaking up real good.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what you get. Ooh, you get...
The one that's on top is the one he gets.
Yes.
Because that was the first one that came up.
Yes. This thing's not foolproof.
Yeah, this is either peach or barf.
Yes. As long as it's not chocolate pudding or dog food, I'm okay.
Yeah. Dog food is just like, ugh.
The smell of it is just, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who had the chat room?
Who?
Capone's in the chat room.
Hey, Capone.
Yes, yes. Jake kicked my ass on WWE 2K16.
Hey, accept my friend request, fucker. I didn't know you had a PS4.
Yeah, he does.
Did they improve the flavor with this thing?
I don't know. What is it? Is it a nice barfy flavor?
You tell me.
I don't know. I covered up my face fast, and that's why I don't smell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's barf.
Oh, darn. Oh, you did improve it? Okay, good. So, anyway, yeah, we'll have to have some fun. We'll have to play some 2K16 one day with Capone. It'll be fun. All right, Heath, you ready for number three?
Sure.
Not yet, no.
No, this is still the third edition. We haven't gotten the fourth edition one yet.
But I know this one.
But like I was saying in the new fourth edition one, Jake, they took out baby wipe and put in spoiled milk. And then they came out. Yes, Adrian, you're correct. And then they came out with a new one, new flavor, strawberry banana on the good side and rotten fish on the other. I'll turn this one up because I was talking. Sorry.
Isn't this Val Venus?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Take it away, Adrian.
That would be the model, Rick Martel. Your arrogance got the better of you.
Yes, they did. How did they come up with those flares? I don't know, Richard. Beanbag's guess was Rick Martel / Steve Blackman. He was hedging his bets there.
Yeah.
All right, ready for number three? You're two for two on bad flavors.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's see. I'll see if I can.
I was going to say, don't do it all the way up.
Let's see, that was quick. All right, let's see. All right, let's try this again. See if I can get one. Well, I got two. Take your pick. The other one's barf, isn't it?
Yeah, either peach or barf.
So okay, like we've already done that one.
Yeah, we don't do duplicates on.
Okay, Heath.
Yeah, this one is either going to be
toothpaste or the berry blue.
Jason, pull back up one more time and give me a couple different flavors to choose from.
Okay.
Berry blue.
There you go. All right. So Capone, what we were saying is the next time when they come up with the fourth edition flavor, we're going to bring those to the next WPW event when they come out with them. And we're going to have a spoiled milk, rotten fish showdown. So you got juicy pear or booger. Is that peach or barf?
No, this one looks like it's either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
And then the other one is...
I think the one we haven't done tonight.
Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks? All right, let's see. What is it, Adrian?
Oh, it's Tutti Frutti.
Good.
Tutti Frutti is always a good flavor.
All right. I'm down. Who gets chopped? Logan.
Yeah, Logan gets chopped.
Fuck no. Not again.
Why not, Logan?
Because last time I got chopped, my asshole bled. I'm not doing it again.
How did your asshole bleed from getting chopped?
I don't know. I think I actually popped a hernia. No, it was not a good situation.
He will at the next show, however, go home with WAPO.
Yes.
If WAPO can have an apple shot off his head by a blind man.
Are you bringing the apples,
Jake,
this time?
I am what I eat, so I'm perfectly okay with being a pussy.
Yeah.
Are you you bringing the apples?
Yeah, bring
this
the
time?
Apples next time.
Okay.
This is going to happen.
Why didn't it happen last time? They didn't bring the paintball gun.
Well, Logan left. They forgot the paintball gun, and I didn't bring apples. Okay. So nobody bought anything.
Well, and the fact that Logan left because he was sick or something.
Yeah, I wasn't doing so hot. I've had a rough fucking start of the year, man.
Yeah, I know. You get knocked out, and Red Bull didn't give you wings.
Got dumped by
your
lady.
Fucking ambulance,
I mean, that's harsh.
Do what?
The doorknob went back to Heath.
I know. What the hell? He didn't treat that doorknob gently. He didn't caress it with the nice turns.
And that's it for the night.
Yeah, we're going to call now.
You can let your cocks go. There is no more anticipation at this point.
No more gripping it with anticipation for the evening.
Can you just get a soundbite of just saying gripping your cock with anticipation? Can you just get that off there just so we can have that to play?
All right, hold on here. Who do you want to say this?
No. I want you to get the sound clip off that audio that just says.
Oh, from the porno. Yeah. I got you. What's not grooming? I think it's stroking your cock with anticipation.
That's fair enough.
Now it's going to have the music to it.
That's fine.
Okay, just check it.
Stroking your cock with anticipation.
Oh, God.
Yes, Jake, you should download the show and listen to it because we also played the Sunny porno
trailer
TV video. Yes.
Twice.
Yes, twice.
And then quoted it for the rest of the fucking night.
Yes.
Yes.
Jake, we need to have you on the show again soon. I know that we're going to try to get beanbags coming up soon again.
We're going to try to get Christian or Gage Evans.
Yep, Gage Evans.
Yeah.
Same thing. So we're going to need to try to get you on soon too, Jake, because we haven't had you on in a while. Want to hear how Mid-South's going for you. But what do we got coming up on the network, Adrian?
You know what? Tomorrow morning we got the walkabout.
All right.
I believe they're on at 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central.
Okay. Too fucking early.
Sounds about right.
I actually might tune into that. I'll be awake.
Then we also have next, I believe the next show is going to be Shooting from the Hip next Sunday before us, and we're back on the air.
Well, that's what we're down to right now.
Greg, I don't think, is doing the show on a week-to-week basis right now.
He's doing it when he can.
Right. As far as I know, there's not a show scheduled for next
week.
Wasn't
there a sports show on Friday?
There was. I forgot about that. The new sports show, check that out with Friday mornings. I don't know the exact start time on that yet, but Ilario and Mark Jones are hosting that.
That'll be interesting. I'll have to listen to that one. And then didn't you guys do something fun last night that's going to be up on the feed or something soon?
We recorded roughly 6.5 hours of us reviewing or calling commentary play-by-play on about 5 different Royal Rumble matches.
Just the matches themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was me, Greg Papalukas. We also had Kevin Critterden and Ilario.
Okay.
We're all involved in that.
Okay. Were you guys on the whole time, or did you guys swap out, or how'd you do this?
It was usually two. It was at least 2 or 3 of us for every Rumble.
Oh, cool. So keep an eye out for that. That'll be fun. If they ever tell
me.
We need to get you back up there, Capone. We miss you having you up at the WPW shows.
But we don't get to make the calls in that, so.
We don't. Maybe. Hopefully.
We watched 93, 98, yeah. 2001, 2002, and 2005.
So 93 was Yoko winning it.
Yes.
And that was the first time that the winner got the shot at WrestleMania.
Yes.
98 was
Austin.
Austin.
01 was Austin. 02 was Triple H.
Yes.
Triple H. And 05 was Batista.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't hear 05. I was thinking 08. Because 08 was the year that Cena came back 6 months earlier.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Cena. They re-came in.
Remember 2010 when Edge showed up looking like Grizzly fucking Adams?
I do.
Yeah. That was the year I was hurt. Remember we went to your cousin or someone's house, and I blew my knee out at work, and we were walking down the steps, and I almost fucking bit it.
No, that wasn't that year.
Yeah, it was.
No, because Edge didn't win the Rumble that year.
I thought Edge did win the Rumble in 2010.
No, that was...
Well, Edge came back in 2010.
Yeah, okay. But that wasn't the year... Because the year that we went down there was the year that it was the Punk with the Straight Edge Ministry during it, the 40-man one, I thought.
I was hurt. I remember I was hurt because I almost fell down the steps on crutches, and y'all caught me because I had taken my painkillers.
Yeah, it was 11. All right. So wait. So maybe you're right. Maybe that was 2010. But I don't think we were. I thought we were there for 2011.
No. Because 2011.
Because I remember being down there for the one where Santino won. Santino didn't win, but he was the runner-up with Del Rio.
Well, who fucking won this match? Who won the 2010 Rumble?
I don't know, but let's wrap this thing up so we can go home.
Well, yeah, Edge. He won the 2010 Royal Rumble. Edge, after winning the Royal Rumble.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that wasn't the one we were down at my cousin's for.
Yes, it was. I was hurt. Yes.
The one we were down there for was the 40-man one, the Del Rio one.
No, the 40-man one we watched at my house.
I don't think we did.
I think we did. I think we lost Logan.
He probably hung up because he's tired of being on the air with us because it's fucking late.
Probably. Anyway, you need to come see an SNPW show in Collinsville as well. What the hell is an SNPW?
Crossville, Illinois.
Crossville. I thought it was a Collinsville. Anyway, like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an email at therbomb@gmail.com. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can, if you have a suggestion for Jizz Jams, you can send that to us. Don't send it to Heath because that just takes the fun out of it. Also, thanks everyone for coming out. Check out all the wonderful articles written by Paul Jordan. He got kicked again. He said he's not calling back.
Okay.
Check out everything by all the wonderful articles written by Paul Jordan. Check out our Twitters at PWPop and the Hour Bomb.
It's about a 2.5-hour drive from here, Jason.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it north or south?
It's more...
Straight across?
East.
Oh, good, good. What else was I going to say? That. Check out our friends at World Powerhouse Wrestling at WPWPro.com. Check them out on the Twitter at World Powerhouse, HOUS1. Shit, we need a go-home song.
Yeah, I got one for you.
What is it?
Fastlane's coming up.
That's not our go-home song.
It can be. Why do we need a go-home song?
Because we have, when have we not done a go-home song? We've been doing this show for 3 years.
First time for everything. We can let it go this one time.
I got one. You'll appreciate this one.
I'm taking my headphones off. I will not be listening.
You're going to want to listen to this one.
But I digress.
Anyway. Thanks, everyone, for just playing. You know, I think Logan has the winner here.
Okay.
Logan says play the Sunny porn video again.
You know what? I'm sure. We're going to close the show with the porno trailer. Enjoy. Grip your... stroke your cocks with anticipation.
I got to get this pulled up. So, first time we've played porn on the Hour Bomb. And... There we go. Second time, first time we played it, and we played it three times, nonetheless.
Right.
Anyway, let me get back to where I need to get to here. So, with that being said, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies. There you go. A big bad
booty daddy! Oh, I'm ripping ass over here.
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz bomber.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We
and support your local doorknob shelter.
We'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bombed.
If it's frozen, your tongue will stick to it still.
There she is, the lady of the evening, what we've all been waiting for. Rubbing our cocks in anticipation. It's time for the main event.
Drive that
cock again. Oh, God. Fuck that. Fuck my ass. Oh, yeah. Hit that pussy hard.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Here we go.
We are off to a great start here. It is all. We are underway.